Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Let's get right back to your phone calls. Bill's in Madison Heights and next. Hello, Bill.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good, right. Sir.
Great. I just got a champ and show my champ, Jack Flaherty. He's been really improving.
Okay, can you, Bill, can you take us off the headset or speaker or whatever? There's a lot of background noise. It's making it hard to hear you.
Okay.
It's pretty distracting.
Is that better, you guys?
That's a lot
better, yes.
Okay, thanks. Nope. Sorry about that.
No worries.
He's really improving, and that was, he's going to be so important, for the rest of the year. And Mike Trump, I know it's an old bit. It's just Major League Baseball. It just still pissed me off that game was on Apple on Friday night because, you know, it was Scooble against the Cubs and, I'm not trying to, beat a dead horse, but it just, I can afford like 3 subscriptions.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it's just, and I know that it's the way it's going, but if people would just say no to this, I don't know if it even matter, but that's it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, it's a tough deal. I get it. I get it. If you don't have access to the game on TV, it's useless.
It sucks.
We love that people will choose to listen, and it's a great sport. It translates well on radio, and our play-by-play crew and color commentators are, I think, exceptionally good. And yet, people want to watch. And simply put, if you don't have it, and it's frustrating. It's really, really frustrating. So I was at. It was a big weekend for grab parties and was bouncing around, but a buddy of mine reached out and said, hey, I'm going to watch Tigers. You want to meet up? And I'm like, yeah. It was like place number 4 that we found the game because most venues don't have access to Apple TV.
Right.
And this might be, do they don't have access to Apple TV yet, or are they just simply not going to carry enough games? The Roku thing, and I can't repeat this enough, if you can download the Roku app, if your TV allows you to get the Roku app, it's free. And it's not fake free. Fake free is, hey.
Sign up for a free trial.
Here's your 14-day free trial. We need your credit card number and cancel before we'll start charging you. That's fake free. They try and they help you forget. It's really free, the Roku app.
And, fortunately, there's only a couple of Roku games and there's only a handful of Apple TV games. And it does suck. But... It's where we're at right now, and this is where we're going. It's until they decide to consolidate or just get one. There's gonna be one giant umbrella, of apps to go through that'll cost us more money. That's just how it works, and that's how the leagues make their money.
And Sunday is another Roku game. Sunday is a 12:05 start against Cincinnati at Comerica Park.
At least it's 12:05 instead of 11:30 like it was at one game.
Yeah, they're trying to do this leadoff thing and all that. But have you done it yet? Have you seen it?
No,
you keep forgetting, and I get it. I'm just a reminder to people, get that Roku app if you can for your smart TV. And some TVs don't have accessibility to Roku. I think our old one that we just got rid of, we didn't have that. But we do now, and you know, hopefully you do as well. Because once you have that, we were up north, and I'm like, oh God, it's a Roku game. And I go on, and I go, well, let me see if I can get Roku and how much this is going to cost me. And I found the Roku app, downloaded it onto our TV, and it popped up. The opening screen was Tigers, and I can't remember who they were playing. Cleveland, maybe? It was the Tigers in Cleveland.
Sounds right.
And it said, free, click on it. And I'm like, okay, here comes the fake free. I got to sign up and get my credit card. And it wasn't. It went straight to the broadcast.
There was no fake free.
No. Nope. Apple TV is a different thing, and you have to subscribe to it. As far as I know, we have the subscription because we watch some Apple TV shows. But anyway, I get his frustrations. 248-539-9797. Brandon is in Shelby and next. Hello, Brandon. Sounds like
goodbye,
Brandon. Brandon left. 248-539-9797. Here's some feedback coming in to the Carson Anderson inbox. Favorite moment, Flaherty walking three batters in the same inning and not giving up a run. It was quite a Houdini trick, yep. Best moment, carries dot to home for the out. Also, the stadium was absolutely electric. That's from Brendan. I want to hear more from people who were there. I'd love to hear from people who were there and what it was like, because...
Were the Invaders obnoxious, or were they well-behaved?
Yep. And hopefully the experience was nothing but elite. To be a Tiger fan, packed stadium. Can we talk about the bullpen days? They're almost always a loss now. Wouldn't it be better just to bring up an arm for experience, since it's probably a loss anyway? Saturday was another example of bullpen days. It's Mark in here on Township. The pitching chaos isn't nearly as effective this year, is it?
No, it's not. And there have been a couple of these starts where it's pitching chaos, even though Montero will pitch the bulk. He'll be the bulk pitcher, right? But he doesn't start the game. And I understand the logic behind it. It's really interesting how they go about doing that. It's all about the matchups at the top part of the lineup, and then you bring the bulk guy in. But the reality is that I don't think the Tigers have that many starters at Toledo that you're ready to say, well, he deserves a shot.
Mm-hmm.
If there were guys knocking on the door, I think they'd get the opportunity. I'm sure they'd rather go with a starting pitcher to see if he can go six innings as opposed to pitching chaos.
Let's go to Brandon and Shelby. You're on 97.1. Hello, Brandon.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Great. All right.
So one of my favorite parts of the whole series was on Saturday, the umpire was making some bad calls, and he was calling some balls strikes. And so the Cubs manager was getting super upset, and they kept saying, oh, he might get kicked out. And then it all came to fruition yesterday, and he finally got kicked out, and the fans went crazy.
Yep. And look, I was wondering how much the umpiring would be a topic in Chicago today, because I bet they had an issue with it.
Can I throw out champ and Trump real quick?
Yeah.
So my champ is Flaherty, just because yesterday and the last few games he's had, he's been fantastic.
Yep.
And my Trump is, I think it was the Giants game. They had a play at home, and somebody from the crowd threw a ball, and then the guy didn't know which ball was the real ball, and so he got confused.
Wow. I didn't see this. Did you see it, Gator?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, look up. I think it was a Giants game. Somebody from the crowd threw a ball at home while the outfielder threw a ball to home, and the catcher didn't know what was going on.
Let's see here. Fan throws a ball on the field in the Giants-Braves game. Fly ball to right, runner tags, throw comes home, and there's an extra baseball out on the field. And the catcher's looking around. He fielded it, but he definitely saw it. Yeah, that's bad. So you're chumping the fan, obviously.
Yeah, I'm chumping the fan. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, they have a tight shot. Looks like a souvenir ball. But, yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon, thank you for the phone call. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, got some great news. This weather is changing. In fact, it's getting hot out there. Yesterday, if you were sitting in the sun, it got really hot out there. So you got to start thinking about your air conditioning. If it's struggling or if it's simply not working at all, it's time to call my great friends over at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Now, they've been keeping homes in Southeast Michigan cool and comfortable for over 20 years. In fact, they just came out to my house last week, made sure my AC is ready to go, and also discovered a problem I had my furnace, and they got it fixed right away. So whether you need a quick repair, a seasonal tune-up, or a brand new system, their expert team is fast, friendly, and local. Don't wait for a meltdown. Call Birmingham Plumbing Heating and Cooling today or visit birminghamplumbingco.com. That's Birmingham Plumbing Heating. That's birminghamplumbingco.com. Birmingham Plumbing Heating and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
A lot of Tiger talk today after a great weekend at Comerica Park. Champ and Chump votes coming in for that. From an unnamed texter, I'll pick one of the special moments from this week, and it's got to be Carpenter, maybe the ugliest catch ever, robbing a home run. Ugly or not, and it was kind of it was a little awkward. It looked like he didn't take the greatest route towards it, but it was a big catch. Big catch.
Yeah, he made several catches over the weekend that were big, ended up being big plays. And that's, you know, part of that is just being in great position.
Yeah. I'm surprised nobody's mentioned a certain play already. We're an hour and 20 minutes in the show, and we're talking about favorite moments. There was one that I thought would get some mention, but it hasn't yet. 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, let's get him in. Let's go to Scott and Warren. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. Right. Thank you.
I live in a Cubs and Tigers household, and we had a great time at the game yesterday. My wife's Tigers, I'm Cubs. We're actually both Cubs and Tigers, as long as we're not facing each other. Excellent atmosphere. There was nobody too rowdy. Just everybody was there for the game, and I feel like the teams are both living similar lives with the unexpected production we're getting, whether it's Pete Crow Armstrong or Mize and Torkelson on the other side. Just two great teams going at it, and nobody would have predicted we would have been in this situation when the season started.
Yeah, I mean, there was some, some people were optimistic, but we were reading a bunch of preview stuff, and what keeps getting emphasized in Chicago is, oh, this team does the little things. This team takes the extra 90. This team has great chemistry. This has parts that fit together well. They definitely have more star power in their everyday lineup in Chicago than we do in Detroit. I think in terms of name recognition and all that, and maybe more established stars, I don't really care. None of that really has any impact what happens on the field. What happens on the field is way more important. And what we saw on the field was pretty rewarding this weekend to be a Tiger fan. And it's cool that the atmosphere on TV, I didn't get a chance to go. The atmosphere on TV looked fantastic.
It was great. It was great. No, great time. I had one Tigers fan ask me a question, and the way I diffuse it now, just engage them. Why are you a Tigers fan? Who's your favorite player? And it starts a conversation instead of two people yelling at each other.
So wait, you were decked in Cubs stuff?
I got my Chris Bryant jersey on, RIP. My wife has her Miggy jersey on. Great time.
And you just had one fan say something to you?
No, it was on the way out of town, yeah, but as we're walking around the stadium on the way out, he was giving us some hatred, but just, like I said, just diffuse it and ask, you know, hey, why are you here? Who do you like? And then tell him who you like, and you start a conversation with him about baseball and get into it.
Smart strategy. Chris Bryant isn't dead, right?
Well, he's with the Rockies and been injured 7 times, okay. And they paid him $184 over 7 years, and he doesn't play anymore, so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, just... For clarity's sake, I'm like, wait, did I miss something?
No, he's alive. He's just not playing all that well.
Yeah. Feedback. What I liked about the games was the atmosphere in the ballpark. It was a sellout and lots of Chicago fans. It felt like a playoff game. Look, man, it's funny. I was reading a preview on MLB.com, I think it was, and they said, you know, this game can be a preview. And before they finished the word, they wrote dot, dot, dot. Let's not get carried away just yet. You know, these are two teams that will be in the conversation for the best team in each of their leagues. And the Tigers have faced, how many National League teams good National League teams have they won series against?
Well, several. It were the Giants, the Padres, the Cubs.
Cardinals.
Off the top of my head, Cardinals, good team.
Yep. Now the Dodgers swept them.
Yep.
Dodgers swept them, got it. But Tigers have held up quite nicely against National League teams. The best for me was watching Scooble pitch. I signed up for Apple TV just to watch him. I understand. I mean, if you're a hardcore fan, it's a big series. I mean, people obviously bought tickets to buy tickets to see him play. I could see why you'd sign up to see him pitch. You buy tickets to go and watch Scooble pitch. If his Scooble start, I mean, Apple was probably thrilled they got a Scooble start on a Friday night. Dinger's throw on the attempted steal. It got me to my feet. That's from Dave in Saginaw. That was my favorite moment of the weekend.
That'll get you fired up.
Yep.
That was awesome.
It was such a big jump. Somebody mentioned earlier, Scooble had already maxed out on his throws over. I actually forgot about that. And so you knew he was going to go. And Dingler threw him out anyway. And when that gets followed by single in a one-run game in the eighth inning, it's just a huge, huge defensive moment.
Perfect throw.
Yep. Champ Toa Tua of the Michigan Panthers, from washing golf carts to leading the league in rushing TDs. I hope I said his name right. I apologize.
Yeah, it's something like he had three touchdowns in the game yesterday.
Emotion after the game was awesome. Chump Perez getting picked off first base with a runner on second base. That ended the game on Saturday. That was weird. They throw the snap throw behind the runner at first. Runners at first and second. That doesn't happen very often.
No, and I was, you know more about this than I do because you coach and you're looking at the rule book and all that. But shouldn't you have a path to get to the base? The first baseman's foot was between the base and the player's hand trying to touch the base.
So I was on my way to a wedding and I was listening to that moment and I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But
because the Torres is trying to grab the base and there's a foot in his way. You can't. I mean, he can grab his foot. His hand ends up touching the foot and not the base because he couldn't get to the base.
Unnamed texter, Champ Flaherty for finally being good. Chump Green, dude has a major strikeout problem, is starting to hurt us. So
he delivered with a two RBI hit yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Had a couple hits in yesterday's game, am I correct?
I think he was 2-for-4.
Yeah.
Do you got the, you're looking up the box score?
I can look it up, yes.
I mean, he's probably going to be an all-star here. He does strike out a lot.
Strikes out a lot.
Yep.
An awful lot. But he was 2-for-4 last night with 2 RBIs.
Yep.
So he's still getting it done.
There's a lot of good players that strike out a lot. A lot of good players that strike out a lot. I mean, Cal Raleigh strikes out a lot. Ellie De La Cruz strikes out a lot. You know, it just is.
Cal Raleigh, Jesus. He's got 26 home runs already this year.
Somebody's that.
I think it's 26.
Cal Raleigh, 26 home runs, 53 RBIs. He's got an OPS of 1035, and he's ninth in the majors with 75 strikeouts. Riley Green's number one in the majors with 86 strikeouts. It is a concern. It's going to happen. He's still got a 1.4 WAR, 815 OPS. It'd be nice to see him cut down. I guess, look, it's your vote.
And yeah.
I wouldn't say that his performance this weekend was chump-worthy.
But. Looking at the situations when Riley strikes out.
Yep.
When there's nobody on base, he has struck out 50 times out of 130 at-bats. It's a lot.
Yep.
When there are runners on base, he has struck out 36 times in 120 at-bats. So that number drops a little bit. When the runner is in scoring position, he has struck out 19 times in 71 at-bats. So, and I think that number has improved again. So it's improved depending on if there's runners on base. So as the situation gets more clutch or dire, however you want to look at it, he has performed better. To the point where on the season, his OPS is over 800. It's 815. It's really good. And he's got 44 runs driven in this year. We'll take it. A lot of strikeouts, 86 strikeouts and 250 at bats is not ideal. And he would like to see him cut down on that, but the guy's delivering. So you put up with it for now.
This text is interesting. I want to get your take on this. The park should be sold out every game. This is nothing to celebrate. Let's have a higher standard. I want to get your take on that text from an unnamed texter. We will get to that today at 11:30. I don't mind getting everybody's take on this. The park should be sold out every game. This is nothing to celebrate. Let's have a higher standard. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, sports fans, I'd like to talk to you for a minute about the best restaurant in the state to catch a game. It's Twin Peaks. With a restaurant experience that really, most places, seems like it's taking a nosedive and service really missing the mark, Twin Peaks is up their game. It starts with their culture. Employees that believe in the brand and just flat out produce a better product. It starts with the cooks coming in every day at 7 a.m. to begin preparing those dynamite dishes you crave. I went there Friday, got the Chipotle chicken. Absolutely freaking love it. It is outstanding, and you can tell this isn't just like heat and serve. There's, of course, the beautiful Twin Peaks girls, hospitable. They'll talk to you. They're on the floor, and they deliver an experience no guest can live without, from food and beverage recommendations, just cheering you up when you've had a bad day. No one does it better. And of course, what brings it all together is sports. They boast wall-to-wall TVs, some as big as 98 inches. It brings all the action that you crave. Your baseball team's playing the best baseball in years, or in the middle of hockey and basketball finals. Football's just around the corner. Don't be afraid to stop in, because it's not all about sports. Again, sports, the Scratch Kitchen is awesome. The smoked chicken wings, the thighs, the ribs, even hand-cut New York strip steaks, and the bar. They got the coldest draft beer in the state. I had the Summer Shandy poured in an ice-cold mug that had been freezing for 6 hours at 29 degrees. Loved it. Tomorrow night, be a great opportunity to see for yourself, as all the lodges will be broadcasting the Miss Twin Peaks International Contest live from Miami. Show starts at 8:30. You won't want to miss it. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Gator. I knew we were up against a break. And I find this to be just a peculiar text. It's an exciting weekend at Comerica Park. It was sold out. It's the best weather we had. People are out of school. And I do think it's something to be fired up about. I'm fired up from a standpoint of, we got an engaged baseball town that is believing in their team and supporting their team. I mean, the Tigers' record at home is 23-9, the best record in the American League at home. And we get an unnamed texter that texts, the park should be sold out every game. This is nothing to celebrate. Let's have a higher standard. What do you make of that text?
I think it's a tool bag for saying something like that. It's don't tell people how to spend their money. First of all, right? Would it be nice if we could get sellouts every night to see this first place baseball team play? Of course it would. Let's put some things in perspective. How crappy was the month of May weather-wise?
It was terrible.
It was terrible. Was April much better?
Worst month of my life in terms of below expectation weather.
So when the weather sucks, and there you go.
That's a stat.
When the weather sucks and you still have school for the kids and all that, it plays a role. This is how it's always been. Mm-hmm. You know, the Tigers, it's not Tampa, where regardless, nobody shows up. It's not Miami, where regardless, nobody shows up. You've got good teams in Cleveland, Kansas City, and Minnesota, right? All those teams are like 500 or better, and they're competing here. Those teams rank 23, 24, and 25 in all of baseball in attendance. The Tigers are 19th. It's about to change, right? Because the weather is turning.
Yep.
And if you're just looking at this year and you're making your judgment right now and take Mr. Captain Hot Take over here, nice job. You way to jump in here. Look at what's gone on in the past. It always takes a while before it happens. Once June hits, usually the attendance figures go up. Particularly if the team is good, it'll go up significantly. And this is a great baseball team right now.
Yeah, and when we're talking about, too, the sort of that undercurrent of people being a little afraid the floor is going to drop out because they're not accustomed to seeing their players perform the way that they are, but they're being used in situations that are advantageous by the manager, that they're starting to do star player things, even though you don't see a lot of star player. They don't get superstar recognition. If this keeps up, they will. But you know, people are getting on board, and that's okay. I think it is something to celebrate. But, you know, I mean, I do say that sports talk radio sometimes gets devolved into who's got a higher standard, and obviously this listener thinks our standards are too low to be celebrating a sold-out park. Might be a crazy pivot here, but guys, this is another unnamed texture. Might be a crazy pivot here, but guys, how sad is it that the crowd was packed? But when you watch on TV, all you see are the empty luxury seats behind home plate. I know it brought money to the club, but I hate it.
It's a bad look because that whole section really wasn't ready for the start of the season. But they wanted to push it through. And yeah, you can buy seats for there, but you don't get the full experience that you will months down the road when they have all the facilities behind that are underneath the stands that you don't see. When all that's ready and built out, I imagine you'll see more people behind there. In the meantime, and I think they do this to an extent once the game goes on, trying to get people to, if you're going to usher some people down to, hey, would you like to improve your seats? Why don't we get you over here? Maybe they can do more of that or do that earlier in the games or maybe discount the prices on those tickets because it is a bad look to see that whole section there and it's sparsely filled when the rest of the ballpark is jam-packed.
Yesterday, it was pretty full. That area behind home plate was pretty full. One of the challenges is if you have entertainment underneath, there is something that pulls people away from being in the seat.
That's the
so
other
when part. The entertainment is going on and you're back there taking advantage of the buffet, you got the game on TV, you're having a cocktail or two, and you know it's a different experience. You know, personally, I don't need that. Every once in a while, it's kind of nice. But you know, those seats are almost set up in such a way that it'll keep you from sitting in the seat. So I don't know what they do. You have seat fillers? You have seat fillers that just sit there when people aren't watching a game? I don't know. I did make note of it yesterday that area was as full yesterday as I've seen it. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Here's more. My favorite moment was when the series was over. That was way too nerve-wracking for early June baseball. Give me back to the easy series. I don't know, man. There's something about the intensity.
Yeah, it's playoff baseball, not even halfway through the season.
Champ Brad Marchand, huge game two from him. Chump, DC United lost 7-1 on Saturday to the Chicago Fire. That's from Connor in Livonia.
How'd you feel about that Marchand goal?
You know, what I keep thinking, and I think it's factual, I keep watching Brad Marchand score the last big goal of his career.
You do not like Brad Marchand.
No, I do not.
Nobody really does.
No.
Unless he unless you were a fan of Boston and now Florida.
Yeah, well.
You like your own guy, but nobody else likes him.
Champ Flaherty for really controlling the Cubs. Chump the umpire crew the entire series. That's from Steve in Livonia. Well, we've had a lot of umpire mentions today.
Well, they were inconsistent.
Yeah.
When it came to balls and strikes.
As far as Flaherty is concerned, yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. Kristen in Lake Orion, best moment of the Tiger weekend series, Javi's leaping catch at shortstop.
It was nice.
It was. It was. Now, was that a, let me go back and look. Was that a bases empty, nobody out catch?
I can't remember. Just remember he skied up in the air and snagged it. Yep. And I think it was bases empty.
Next, was at the game yesterday for the series finale against the Cubs. The huge turnout in the crowd was electric. Every out, up until the final pitch. Good mix of Tiger and Cubs fans, and everyone was respectful. That's from Canon Ipsy. Baseball fans are different than football fans. I think baseball fans, typically, you don't see the back and forth like you do. Like, NFL season, am I wrong? Every weekend there's viral fan fights?
Yes.
Doesn't happen as much in Major League season, does it?
No, two totally different sports. I mean, football, every play means something, and not that every pitch doesn't mean something, but, you know, you got pitches that result in ball,
yeah,
ball, strike, ball. So it's different. Baseball is I always thought it was just a sport of leisure.
Yeah.
You're enjoying the afternoon, and there's a game being played in front of you, and you're polite about it. And then when the moments get big, you can rise up to that moment. Football, it's like you're at 10 from the moment.
Yeah,
the
football's starts. Like lifting weights and working out. Baseball's like laying in a hammock.
Kind of.
Yeah. Alex from Royal Oak. I was at the game on Saturday, and there was a Cubs fan standing up, turned around during the game, and was heckling us. It was weird behavior. We had to keep yelling at him to sit down. 248-539-9797.
Probably just should have been ejected from the stadium. Would have been best.
Gator doesn't like. Gator doesn't like Cubs fans. Mm. Richard is next on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Richard?
Morning, guys. Yeah, two questions. I like your observation. Riley Green, as you said, strikes out a lot, taking that big swing all the time, even with two strikes. I wonder, Sunday hit that ball to left center, went with the pitch and knocked in key runs. I wonder if he won, be better off with two strikes, trying to use the whole field like McKinstry does a lot. Wonder your thoughts about that. And secondly, I've noticed more frequently Javi Baez takes the first pitch every time, and the pitchers have gotten in the habit of throwing a fastball down the middle, which he takes. And then, of course, after that, he swings at everything. But curious about your thoughts on those two.
Well, I'm not worried about Riley Green. I think it's a lot of strikeouts. Maybe he can start to pay more attention to that, maybe be a little more selective. But I don't think he's going to change the trajectory of his swing, which is, you know, with the big uppercut, because he's been successful with it. I mean, he's got an 815 OPS. He's hitting 276 on the season. He's driving in runs. He's doing all-star things. As far as Javi's concerned, I mean, it's just, it might be a pattern now, and then who knows? Maybe the next game, maybe tonight, he swings at the first pitch because teams start looking at that and they think they can get the first pitch over. And just when you think you've got somebody figured out, they make an adjustment. Baseball is all about adjustments.
Yeah. Could be. Just wanted your thoughts. Can I show one other quick question?
Sure.
A little different topic on NIL. I understand the new rule with the court settlement, $20 million. Each university can ditch out athletes. My question is, can the NIL people also pay money to kids beyond the $20 million, or is the $20 million an absolute cap from any source? You know,
I think the $20 million. Is what the schools can pay, and they can still do outside.
That.
They can still do outside NIL deals. Like,
yeah, the $20 million is not necessarily NIL. That's money. That,
no, I understand $20 million. Like at Michigan, my school, they're going to pay $20 million to the kids. But I wasn't sure they were trying to stop the other NIL money beyond that to try to equalize competition among schools, or whether that was, or whether it's still the Wild West. And I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, again, it's the $20 million, Doug, if I'm not mistaken. That's not NIL money. That's just money from...
Right, I understand.
Yeah. Okay, so NIL is separate from that.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, what? Just a quick take on this topic. I think for years, there was perceived abuse of the student athlete for not getting compensated enough, I was a parent who's written tuition checks. I thought the scholarship was quite a nice compensation. But okay, let's say it wasn't enough. So we're ending that abuse. Here's what I'm afraid of. It's being replaced by abuse of the fan. That the fan is the one that is going to be lost here because of all this. Now, does it really make that much of a difference? I would argue that it shouldn't. I think the negative impact it's having on the people that love the sport is something that is something to watch and pay attention to. I know you've lost a bit of your love, and yeah. I don't want that to be, I desperately don't want that to be the case.
Well, I've lost it in different areas. For me, it's the off season, or it's really recruiting. I don't really care about the high school recruiting anymore,
yeah,
because those guys aren't playing as freshmen typically anyway. And really what matters is the guys that are playing. So it's the transfer portal that matters. Or it's hey, is this guy actually going to stay for a couple of years? So you actually get to see him play, because so many guys are just chasing the money, which I don't blame them. You know, you're able to chase money as an 18, 19 year old. Go do it. They're paying you ridiculous sums of money to go ahead and do that. But I mean, it does bum me out a little bit. But I've lost a lot of love for the recruiting.
The charm of the game is, it feels like it's in jeopardy here, and we'll see if it has long-term consequences. I'm not predicting that it will or it won't. I'm just seeing a lot of negative feelings towards college athletics right now from the fans.
Yeah, like Michigan State, for instance, I think they closed on three recruits over the weekend for the 2026 class. Okay. I mean, are they going to stay recruit? Are they going to stay committed? Don't know. I mean, kids always change their commitments anyway. But in today's NIL world, it feels like if I get a commitment from somebody in June, it's so tough to hang on to that commitment now because of the money aspect of it.
All right, 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, folks, we'll get back to that. Coming up next hour, mandatory mini camp starts tomorrow. So we'll get into a little bit with the Lions and what we'll be watching. That at 12:30. 97.1, the ticket.
Hey, do you need a new garage door right now? Well, Precision Garage Door Service can get you one in as little as 24 hours. How do they do that? Well, they're the only company with new garage doors in stock at their local warehouse. Nobody does it faster. Nobody does it better. So if your garage door is broken or just broken down, you don't want to be in that situation. There's only one place to call. It's Precision Garage Door Service. I know this personally. I had problems with my garage doors. They eventually had to get replaced. I called them. They came out. They went through all the different options. We picked out the perfect doors that work for me. I couldn't be happier, and I think you're going to be happy as well. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or visit them online at precisiondoormi.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, Gator, I mentioned it, and I haven't seen it come in. I was talking about favorite moments of the weekend, and people are sending over their favorite moments of the weekend. There was something that happened yesterday. Bases loaded, 2 outs. That ball that was smoked to center field that Parker Meadows climbed the ladder and caught was an awesome run-saving moment. I mean, that would have cleared the bases had he not caught that. And it was unique because it was a gazelle and a guy who's got great height that just went up and plucked it out of the sky. And I'm like, I don't know if there's another center fielder that makes that catch. They might take a different route to it or whatever, but this was a ball hit on a line that looked like it was going to get over his head.
He's unique in watching him play center field because, like you say, he's a gazelle. Mm-hmm. He's just so graceful. We've seen great center fielders play at Comerica Park and certainly at Tiger Stadium before that. But at Comerica Park, we've seen the guys like Austin Jackson played a great center field. Curtis Granderson made some great plays in center field. Derek Hill, the limited time that he played. Boy, was he a great center fielder.
Yep.
But none of them. Javi Baez played a great center field.
Yep.
But nobody's graceful like Parker Meadows because he's 6'5", has these long strides. He's fast as hell, but it doesn't look like he's that fast, and yet he is. Covers all that ground, and he's all arms and legs. So it's sports science catch radius is incredible. Love watching him play center field.
Nice sports science reference. Hey, Kang, I'm seeing this text that came in here about attendance. This wasn't by chance from the same person that said we shouldn't be celebrating. We need to have higher standards, but you just
I'll check right now. Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Here's another text that came in. Only 19th in attendance kind of still surprises me. The fact that we've been bad for so long and desperate for a winner, and also this is a great baseball town, that number should be top 10 right
you're
now.
You're tone deaf. Understand where they play right now and what the weather's been. Nobody wants to go to the ballpark when it's 48 and sneezy. Right? Understand that. Now we're into June. The weather's great. You know what you're going to see? 35,000 people coming to the ballpark. Hopefully every game. That'd be great. Right now, their attendance totals, yes, it's 19th in the league, and they average 26,000 per game. I'm going to guess that June, July, August, and September are going to be significantly higher. The reason it's bad is because of the weather. It's no reflection on the fans' attitude toward the team.
Of the teams ahead of them, how many play in bad weather? Well, the Yankees and the Mets are ahead of them, but those are much bigger markets with a lot more people. Philly's ahead of them.
Bigger market.
The Cubs are ahead of them.
Cubs are ahead of them, but bigger market, and they're packed there.
Boston's ahead of them.
Bigger market.
And then as far as outdoor stadiums.
Houston would be one, but it's an indoor stadium.
Indoor stadium. Colorado is ahead of them. I don't believe that number. I think Colorado's full of poi here.
Well, I'd like to see their schedule. Is it because the Dodgers are in town and everybody wants to see Shohei Ohtani, so they sell out?
Don't know.
I mean, that could be it. Arizona's at heaven, but it's not bad weather. Look, St. Louis would be one, and they get 30,000 people to show up there. But has their weather been better than Detroit's weather? I'm going to guess yes.
I've spoken about May of 2025, but... feedback. They should put cardboard cutouts of former Tigers in those seats behind home plate, similarly to how they had cutouts for the pandemic in empty stadiums. Well, I don't know that they need to do anything, okay? Is it that much of an eyesore that the stadium's packed and the seats behind home plate aren't packed? I would say at worst it's minimal, but they were pretty well attended yesterday. I made note of it that was one of the better crowds behind home plate in those more expensive seats. But they're clearly in a place of great visibility. But I you know what else I don't miss? I don't miss looking back there and seeing a grounds crew guy with a rake. Remember they had that tunnel right behind home plate?
Yeah.
With all respect to the grounds crew guy, it wasn't like that was adding a whole lot to the aesthetics. Well, here's dude with a big rake.
Now, I just went and looked back at Colorado because I agree with how is it that high? I look back at their attendance for the games they played.
Yeah.
They had good crowds to come see San Diego when they were in town. They had averaged like 35,000 when they came out. They had monster crowds when the Yankees came to town. They averaged over 40,000 for that 3-game series. And then when the Mets came to town, another New York team, they had probably 36,000 come through for there. That's what it is. It's those series.
Yeah. Yep. I'm just saying, I'm not disappointed at all. I really am not. I'm more excited about what we have ahead of us than worried about what happened behind. I think what we have is going to be a fun summer of baseball. And, you know, considering where baseball was in Detroit, I don't remember when Bally's had the plug pulled on Comcast, but it feels like it was about this time, June, right?
Yep.
Last year, baseball was about as dead as it could be. The team was fading. The games weren't on TV. Nobody was calling. I can tell you that. It was very difficult to see baseball one calendar year later being where it's at. This has been one of the most amazing turnarounds. And don't get me we'll get into that coming up next hour. But man, I'm very pleased where baseball is in Detroit right now. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Dave and Pontiac, you're next. Hi, Dave.
How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, I want to call him about champ and chump of the week.
Sure.
My champ of the week was Coco Gauff. She was down 4-1 in the first set, came back, won that thing against the Russian. Okay. And my chump of the week is Sean O'Malley. Cost me some money. Thought he was going to go out there, get his belt back. Did not. Got guillotine choked out in the third round. Looked pretty disappointing.
All right. Got you down. Gator, did you watch that at all?
No.
All right. Fair enough. Kang, did you see it at all?
I saw the replay. Yeah, disappointing. UFC's not what it used to be, and I would chump him too if he lost me money.
Let me circle
back. That's the ultimate. Wait, right there.
UFC is not what it used to be?
Not for me. No, I don't think the star power is what it used to be.
They don't have a star
and,
power.
I know what pay-per-view costs have gone up. I think some fans aren't happy. It's just, yeah, I mean, Gator was there before I was, as far as, like, you know, not watching as much. I'm kind of getting there a little bit. And like I said, if they lose you money, you should always chump them. But just don't threaten them with any, like, physical violence or anything like that, or yeah, death threats. You can just say you're my chump of the weekend.
So that's interesting because there was a NASCAR race at MIS over the weekend. And again, I don't, you know, if that's your thing, that's awesome. But is NASCAR at MIS down? And coming as from a perspective that somebody professionally was fully engaged before coming over here. Now that's 25 plus years ago. It felt like NASCAR at MIS was massive. And I didn't even know about the race until Friday.
I didn't either until it was at some point over the weekend before the race. I was like, oh, the racing here? Okay. Cause I saw some promo with Dale Earnhardt Jr. talking about,
yep.
Yeah, hey, Michigan. Like, oh, that's interesting. And I totally forgot about it. It's also a week after the Detroit Grand Prix. Is that good or bad that you're following that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I've just been disengaged. But it doesn't feel like it creates the buzz that it used to. And I wonder if it's A, could be just complete misinterpretation on my part. B, it might not be a Michigan problem. It might be NASCAR wide. Maybe it isn't. But I'm also speaking about something that I'm not quite as dialed in as I used to be. But 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, more of your champ of chump boats. We'll get to some of the Lions stuff at 1230. 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.